Morning, everyone. We are going to do Q&A day. Let me get my things situated here. Get my bra straps covered up. This is my travel dress. We are headed on vacation today. I haven't had a vacation in over a year, probably. But it's going to be good. And this is the first vacation that we're taking as a family since, I mean, I don't even know when. And when I say family, like my mother, my brother and his family, friend, like we've just got a bunch of us going. So it's going to be really cool. We'll be gone for 7 days. We'll be in Gulf Shores, Alabama. I will be seeing you guys though. So we are leaving today. We're heading out in the car as soon as I get off here. And then I will be back tomorrow for the newbie call at noon Central Time. So you won't miss me. And then on Thursday, I believe there is a new Facebook Live you guys are going to have. Let me check it. Let me go to next week. Newly added at 9 a.m. next Thursday, there will be a Facebook Live with me, all about virtual camp. So we have a lot of new people, and we actually have a lot of people who were here. We've never done, so we always do events in inside NOBS, and we have had two that have had to cancel this year due to the COVID virus. So we canceled our April camp, where we usually have about 400 women come and we do a 3-day weekend together. So we had to cancel that one. And then we had to cancel our race. So everybody had to do it virtually. It's Don't Stop Believing. There was about 300 of them coming to Nashville to do the race. And so they ended up having to do it virtually with, we actually this year had done it virtually for some people, for over 1,000 of us. And so we had 1,300 people do that in May. And we had to cancel the in-person for that one. So our next one is July, and we got the good word 2 days ago that Nashville's moving to phase 3, reopening on Monday. So our in-person is happening, but it is much smaller than what we normally do. We capped it at 150 people for July, and we decided... We'd had so many people ask for a virtual option for this one because they just can't come to Nashville for 3-day weekends. They've got little kids. People have always asked us about it. So we are going to do it, live stream it and do it virtually also. And we have got amazing things that we're doing for it. But a lot of people always want to know, tell me all about camp. What are y'all going to be doing? What are we going to be learning? What's different? All that kind of stuff. So I'm going to do a special call just on that on Thursday morning at 9 a.m. because if you want to register for virtual camp and you want the amazing swag box that we're sending everyone, so like everybody's getting a planner, everyone's getting a journal, there's all kinds of shit going in this box. So if you register before June 29th, you will get the actual swag box. If you register after June 29th, your materials will have to come digitally just because we won't be able to ship them in time. So I don't want to spend a lot of time on that today. What I want to do is welcome the newbies. This is a Q&A call, which means that this is optional content. This is not the NOBS course. So for all of my newbies, here's what I want you to know. Step one is to get through the weight loss quick start. If you go to pnptribe.com and you watch the videos, it gets you started on everything that you need to know. Step two is to go to the NOBS weight loss course, and that's where you live. So if you were on Facebook and you're like, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed, I don't even know what to do, well, you're in the fucking wrong place. You should be on pnptribe.com, and you should be either on step one or you should be on step two. And then once you start the NOBS, there are these little circles next to each video. Every time you do one, and you click it, it will tell you, you're done with that lesson, move on to the next if you're ready. That's all you have to do, people. I want to start this call with something that I've been thinking about. And I talked a little bit about it yesterday on a public live, but I really want to dig in with you guys. One of the things that's going to hose some of you is going to be fear. You are going to be afraid. I watch our current people do this to themselves all the time. You don't start because you're afraid. And let me tell you what you're afraid of. You're only afraid of failing. The worst thing that happens when you fail is self-judgment. You have some thoughts about yourself. And so I really want all of my new people to hear this. the literal worst thing that's going to happen if you don't have a weigh-in that goes the way you think, if you overeat even when you didn't plan to, is going to be you will say something to yourself in that moment. There will be thoughts that will go through your brain, and it will probably, for all of you who are afraid to start, for all of you who are like, I just don't know why it's so hard for me to push play. I don't know why I don't do all these things, blah, blah, blah. It's because at the root of it, there's a fear that you're not going to be able to do it. And I just want to tell you that that's normal, but I want you to be very aware that you don't want to allow it to stop you, because you are going to make mistakes through the process. The only way anybody loses weight is by overeating sometimes and figuring out why they chose to overeat in that moment so that they can start working on that part. That's why you're here. You are not here to hear the four basics and be like, oh my God, every eating problem is now solved. I'll never have another weight struggle or food struggle ever again. Our job is to teach you how all of those moments where there is a struggle, how to overcome them so that you feel really good. So I want you to think about this. If you are fearing, it's probably because at the root of it, you're so afraid you're going to fail. And the only reason why anybody would be afraid of failure is if the conversation you have with yourself when you fail is a bunch of shit. Like, I constantly am trying new things and I am constantly failing. But the reason why I'm like, okay, we're just going to try it. I got to see what's going to happen, blah, 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 is because I've gotten really good at no longer talking shit to myself when things don't go the way I think they should. I've gotten really good at telling myself, so, okay, what can we do about this? What are we going to learn? I know I'm going to keep going. Like, I've trained myself to have that conversation over and over and over again when the old I want to beat you up, Corinne voice comes in first. And that's what I want to tell all of you. That's going to happen. That old voice for a long time, like your old, like, I don't want to waste food. I don't want to miss out. That voice, we're going to teach you how to start hearing all of that so that you no longer just follow the leader with your thoughts. Now what we're going to do is we're going to learn which ones are causing you to overeat so that you can start redirecting the conversation and doing something new. But for a long time, I want you to hear these words. Those old thoughts come first, because those are the thoughts that have been coming first and only for about as long as most of us have been around. So it's not a problem that they're going to come in. For all of you that's been around for a while, those thoughts are not a problem that they're coming in. I am more concerned with, and what is the next, what are you going to add to the end of the sentences? Where are you going to take your brain next? So like if you're like, I'm so afraid I'm going to fail, I want you to add to the end of the sentence. But you know what? If I make a mistake, I will not beat myself up over it. They are going, like, I just want you to put your trust in us. They are going to teach me how not to feel bad about myself anymore. They are going to teach me what it takes to think like someone who's losing their weight. Like, if you can just add that in, it will be much easier for you to push play and for you to do things. Because when we fear failing, we fear the conversation we're going to have with ourselves if something doesn't go the way we think it should. That's it. And the more that you allow yourself to understand that, you're going to be more willing to do things. Because here's what I see most often. If you're afraid you're going to fail, then you set yourself up to not do things. Because you're like, well, I don't want to be writing my food every day, because what if I don't follow my plan? So here's the solve. Rather than not following my food plan and figuring out how to make them until I can follow them, I'll just not make a food plan. Then I don't have to feel bad about myself. Guys, that's broken. If you don't make your food plan in an effort to not feel bad about yourself, you don't get to lose your weight. So then you're just trading that for feeling bad that you're not doing anything about it and that it's not clicking. So you're not saving yourself any heartache. So I just want you guys to understand, I am going to teach you how to be nice to yourself through this program. If we don't learn anything here, that's what we learn. We learn how to have a better relationship with ourselves so that we can be nice. All right, so I'm going to answer a couple questions. Today may be a little short just so I can get on the road, but we'll see. I always say that and then I never go short. I'm a May toddler. That's awesome. Susie. Almost done with the main bits of No BS, a unit away from getting to the close to goal units. Should I do those too or wait until I'm closer to goal to listen to those? I would go ahead and listen to them now, Susie. It doesn't hurt to go ahead and listen to them. You'll still pick stuff up in that. Everything always ties, no matter where you're at in the journey. And then what you can do is as you get closer to the goal, you can come back and listen to those again. Just so everybody does know, we are working on an enhanced version that's probably going to come out in September of No BS. I'm redoing the videos so that I will be on screen. They are going to be beautiful. We're going to put in even more content that's richer and deeper and helpful. Basically, like what you're learning now is wonderful. Trust me, it's wonderful stuff. We're just going to even take it and amp it up a little bit more. So for all of you who've been around for a while, go ahead and listen to this round of No BS one or two more times before this version retires out and for the new one, because the lessons are very similar. I just like know how to teach things a little bit better every single round. So, and I love nothing more than redoing No BS at least once or twice a year. So once or twice a week when my mother's babysitting for me, she'll invite me to eat dinner. Since I don't always know what she's cooking, is it okay to write in my planner at mom's, but no, I'm going to eat 2 to 2 no matter what? Yeah, I think that's perfect. It's kind of like what I'm going to be doing this week. I'm going on vacation and my sister-in-law does all the cooking. Which let me just tell you, that's like the best vacation ever. I don't know what they're going to make. I'm letting everybody else decide the food. I'm not like even going to have probably any input. The only input I want is I told my brother, I was like, at some point you and I are getting the raw oysters. I don't know where and I don't know how, but that will go down. But I always just kind of follow my hunger scale. I think that's fine. And eventually maybe if you start having things that you definitely would love to have, just say like, hey, if you think you're going to want to invite me over for dinner, would you like to try this? Would you like to make this? Or, you know, you could always do that if you wanted to, but I wouldn't make it a huge deal. I would just use it as a really good way to practice. Like, I make good decisions. I eat my hunger scale. Like, I enjoy my time with my mom, you know? Do you plan the week on the weigh-in date? I do. That's what I do. I like to plan my week basically I use weigh-in day as my big planning day. It is up to you though. Guys, what I want to tell you about when it comes to your planners and stuff, don't get too hung up that there is just this one way to do it. Play with it. Figure out what days work for you, what times work for you. I am way more interested in your ability to start figuring out what works for you and then getting in a pattern and going like ham on that, more than I'm concerned with me telling you exactly what to do, whether it works for you or not, and you forcing yourself to do it. So always be thinking about here in No BS, my job is to teach you how to be confident in your decision-making skills around food, around your body, around your feelings and your thoughts. My job is not to tell you how to do all of it. It's to give you the skills to where you're now like, I really get it. This is how you lose weight the rest of your life. You get confidence in yourself and you get confidence in you knowing what to do and what's best for you. Like most of us make our decisions from fear. So it's like, well, I'm really scared. I'm going to fail. So here's my decision. I won't do that. Then we make decisions from what we don't want. You know, like I'm really sick and tired of all of this, so I'm just going to do this. We make so many decisions from a negative space, and I want to teach you how to start making decisions for what you do want, what you want to create for yourself, how you would like to feel, just all the things. Most of us are just not taught this. Like we're like literally like, what? I can start making decisions about like how to enjoy things, what works best for me, most of us always want to be told what to do, and what's best for us is never part of the equation. We don't even consider it. And I'm like, that's wrong. Somebody's got to start teaching us that what's best for us should be the first part of the equation. Good morning. I'm a proud No BS member. However, coming from Weight Watchers, I keep thinking about the point system, which interferes with my No BS mindset. How do I get past this? You practice. So, Teresa, the best way to get past it is when you want to think about points, you just remind yourself, points don't matter. Points do not matter. What matters is, am I listening to my body? Am I hungry? Have I had enough? Does this food feel good in my body? Do I have my plan for the day? That's all that matters. You just have to remind yourself, doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter anymore. And the more that you sit there and delete that shit out, after a while it goes away. What's the difference in No BS and Noom? I don't have a fucking clue. To be honest, I've never done Noom. I think that it's similar with habits. I watch commercials. I see commercials about it. I think it's habit-based. We have people in here who have done Noom. You may want to actually ask them. I read a thread, this was a few months ago, where somebody asked a similar question, or like, I think somebody was, I don't remember what they were saying. And there were a few people that liked it for the habit-based stuff, but the majority of the people just basically said it was, you just didn't get the personal interaction and all that kind of stuff. I think what, I will say this, of all the weight loss programs out there, I think what really makes ours different is a few things. It's the live interaction we do like this. You just don't see that in a lot of like other programs where somebody's actually like sitting here reading your questions and, you know, doing all the things. I think the other thing is that we do such a good job on making sure that you have accountability, either by being able to check in with coaches on Ask Coaches over on the membership site. We run like little challenges. We do things as a group here in our Facebook group and stuff. And then we work really hard to get you hooked up with accountability partners if you want one, or in an accountability group where you can have like little bitty groups that talk about all the things and check in, and everybody's doing the same stuff. I think part of that is what makes us so different, in that we also do so much mind work. So everything, like I teach you weight loss, but as you guys are around for a while, what you are going to do is you're going to find that we talk, like coaching is almost always about the actual life events that are preventing us from living the best life we can. And that's why we're eating. So I do a lot of coaching around anxiety, work stress, kids stress, relationships, and stuff like that. So you're going to find we are a very well-rounded program. I'm in meetings on and off all day and eating in case I will get hungry. What to do? I know I won't die. Well, stop eating to see what will happen. It's like, so what if you did get hungry? I'm hungry fucking right now. Like, I did not eat breakfast before this. I almost ate 10 minutes ago, but I didn't want to rush. I wanted to sit down and eat my breakfast when we got done, and then we're hitting the road. And guess what? I didn't eat. Like, I just thought about it different. I was like, I'm going to be, like, I've been hungry for a while now. And I was just like, you know what? I probably am going to be hungry. Like, literally, my stomach rarely growls, and it's growling right now. I just decided I can probably talk and run my mouth while I'm also hungry. It's, like, a little distracting, but I'm, like, 46 years old, almost 46 years old. I think I can do two things at once. That's usually what I tell myself. How do I work on the thought I can get away with this overeat and still lose weight this week, especially since I do keep losing? So that thought you need to remind yourself, like, do you want, like, ask yourself, Jay, do you want to be the kind of person who's sneaking around getting away with things in your life? Like, I can get away with it. It's like, yeah, I absolutely, like just tell yourself the truth. It's like, yeah, you know what? I can overeat and lose some weight, but do I want to be the kind of person who is sanctioning their overeating, even if you can lose weight on it? Like, this is where we go, where, what is the real result do you want? I want to be a normal eater with a healthy relationship with food who also loses their weight, or I just want to lose weight, even if it means lying to myself, sneaking around, not having a good relationship with food, seeing what all I can get away with. Like, you have to decide. That's the conversation to be having. Like, oh, I totally forgot that I'd like to be someone that just eats because they're hungry and stops when they're satisfied and there's no drama. I don't have to sneak around anymore. That's the conversation to start having. Should I be doing the first 60 days stuff that's on Facebook? If you want to, guys, we did first 60 days. I believe we did that in January. It was just something like we just do all kinds of things here. You're going to see like this program is fresh every month. So what we do is like for all of you that's joined, your most important thing to do is to literally do the no BS. That's most important. Don't get caught up in all the stuff that we've done in other times. Like next month, we're going to do boot camp basics. It'll be similar to First 60. It's just going to be fresh videos, different things. Because what we like is to not let you guys get bored. We try to keep things fresh and interesting and like where you're just like, oh yeah, like I love learning weight loss here. I was telling Chris last night, we had our date night. And I was talking to him about like the next no BS and all this other stuff. And I just said, I want our content to be binge worthy like Game of Thrones. Like if you've ever watched a show where you're just like, fuck, I just need to see what the next one is. I just need to see what the next one is. I want your brain loving weight loss so much that you're just like, this is the best stuff I listen to. And it's not because I want you guys only listening to weight loss. We try to include so much more. Like we're always trying to enhance your life and stuff other than just weight loss. But that's the quality that I'm like wanting all of our material to be. So if you want to do the first 60 and it won't get in the way of no BS, I think it's fine. The videos are short and sweet. They're listed in order. If you want to play one each day for all of my like oldies that have been around for a while, my elders and stuff. If you guys, every now and then, like sometimes you need a reset or you just need something like, you know what I want to do? I just want some kind of a, like, just a little structure for myself, nothing complicated. First 60 is a really good one to go back to and just, you know, I'm just going to listen to them for 60 days. Super easy. But next month is going to be awesome. So for all of you, do your no BS. And then next month, what we're doing is we're doing basics bootcamp for a reason because we want to really dial into all the basics. So it will really support the no BS learning that you're doing. And we're going to have some fun stuff coming out. You should be starting to get information about it. Today's the 20th. Yeah, you'll get information on the 25th. We release the new information for the month that's coming up, like what we're doing and everything. We usually release it on the 25th of every month. Let's see. I'm struggling with some situational depression, going through some tough stuff at home. I'm just not wanting to eat and losing weight faster than I want to. How can I help myself with this? Debbie, when I have something like that, I would probably put myself on a schedule to eat. So give yourself a minimum baseline to eat each day. Just say like, all right, I'm for sure going to eat this so that my nutrition is covered because this is important. Depression sometimes will override your body's natural signals. Like I know for me, when I'm depressed, I lose my appetite too. And so I want you to think about it. Like let's say that you, like sometimes like we'll be on certain medications that can alter your hunger for a little bit. And so with the, like if you were like, you know, if you were having chemo or something, there are certain situations where we just want to look at what's best for us physically so that we can be really doing good self-care. And so I need to make a plan around that. So what I would do in this situation, Debbie, is because you're dealing with situational depression, work on your depression. But I also want you to put like, okay, I want to have like a really clear plan of what taking care of myself with food looks like each day, even if it means sometimes I'm going to need to eat when my depression might be telling me not to. Okay? I do make a realistic plan, but I rarely follow it. It's probably not realistic. You think you are, but you're not following. So that's how we know. I'm not choosing less healthy foods as a substitute, but I do not follow the plan. I usually think it's a substitution that, oh, okay, so it's okay. Remind me why following the plan is. Following the plan is important because what it does is it builds a relationship with you. It starts saying like, hey, all of your hopes, dreams, and goals, like your goals, I'm going to decide what you need to do today in order for those to happen. So what we're doing right now is we're using our conscious brain. That is all of your hopes, dreams, and goals, they reside in your conscious brain. It's always going to make the best decisions for you. It's always going to, like, it's thinking about your self-care. It's thinking about you. It's thinking about your dreams. It's thinking about, like, this is how we truly care for ourselves today with food. Like this. That's how I want all of you making your plans, which means sometimes you're putting like foods on there you really enjoy, but I always want you making a plan from this is the best, like the version of me that really cares for me today, who's taking into consideration my emotions, my dreams, all the things. I've decided this is what we need. The rest of the day, your unconscious brain is going to be the one who's going to like look at the plan and not want to do it. The unconscious brain is going to like want this, it's going to want that. You just have to decide. Now, I prefer you guys just eat what's on your plan to where you get really used to following through with what you think's best for you when you were truly deciding what real care for you today looks like with food. But if you, let's say you plan a steak and it's time to have steak and you don't want steak, you want chicken. I think that's fine. Just note I'm off plan. I consider this an equal substitute. What I ultimately want to do is just always be making really good choices for myself. I feel like this is a good choice for myself and re-emphasize with yourself. This is a habit that, like, if it's protein for protein, if it's vegetable for vegetable, if it's that to that, whatever. I'm good with those substitutions. That's where you start tailoring everything to yourself. Now, you have steak planned. And pizza sounds better. This is where we have to start like saying, all right, self, is this a habit that we want to form? That when we decided steak was the best option today, now somehow pizza is self-care? Like, are we telling the truth? That's where you really want to start like looking at things, okay? I'm taking the Nobius course and I'm in the first lessons. I assumed at some point I would be directed to fill out one worksheet or another, but so far I've not encountered that. So I'm just wondering when to start the workbook. The worksheets don't come until a little bit later. So in the very beginning, it's more like, especially phase one, it's more about, we've got a couple of cheat sheet guides in there. It's more about the planner, using your planner more than anything else. That's like your ultimate worksheet, is doing your planner every day. So I want you to think about it that way. You will get directed at some point to start using worksheets, but they come a little bit later. I'm a June baby, and I just printed out the new 60-day journal. Should I start filling that out now or wait if we're going to fill it out together? I'd go ahead and start now. Tomorrow, I'm going to walk everybody. We're doing the big newbie welcome and all that stuff. I'm going to take you through the 60-day sheet, if you want, and the ideal day. Those are going to be the two that we're going to do together. But you guys get to decide. You can go ahead and do it and then just listen to the call and just, you know, make some changes if you learn something or whatever. Or you can go ahead and do it. You can wait for me tomorrow. But you should be doing your 24-hour plans starting right now. You do not wait for Corinne to do that. Everybody who's here, start your 24-hour plan right now. If you are on this call and you have not made it, y'all, it's 9:30 in the morning. If you have not made your 24-hour plan yet, and if you're on 7:30 on the West Coast, get your fucking planner out and make your damn plan. I made mine this morning, and I'm driving all damn day. Everybody makes their plan every single day. No whining, no bitching, no moaning. You are here to lose weight. You are here because you decided, hey, I think she might know more than I know. Trust my process. Do not sit there and cherry pick the things you want to do. It's like I said in the beginning, if you're not making a plan, ask yourself why. What's some shit that I got going on in my head telling me I know better? You don't know better. None of you know better. Let's just all adopt this as a truth. Right now, I might be the expert. And so the expert is saying, everybody do their planner. Even if you don't want to. I promise you, if you do the planner every day for 60 days, You will learn a lot about you, and you will figure out, you will be feeling better. Your brain will feel like somebody went in and did a fucking tune-up, replaced all the wore-out parts. It's going to feel good. I designed this. This planner is brand new, by the way, newbies. It's literally brand. We released it about a week ago. And it is the bomb. And I designed this planner specifically to where somebody could start using it and not even need a video to get it done. And if they answered those questions every single day, by the end, you will have lost weight, but you will feel better. It takes you on a journey to start talking to yourself kindly, with enthusiasm. It starts helping your brain. Like, all of our brains are very hardwired to find problems in life. If you are not consciously finding the good, steering it in the direction of positivity and rechanneling your energy, guys, it's going to feel like shit. That is the way the brain works. So to feel better, you have to do better by writing shit down. That's how we do it. If you got the old planner, it's not a problem. Finish up the, like, y'all, I'm going to tell you, the old planner, what we did, we even did a sale. A lot of people bought it. It was like, I love this version. I'm going to do this version. It's good too. I wrote it to make sure that you could do the journey. A lot of people have lost a lot of weight on that planner. Don't sit, like, I would just finish that one and then you start the new one. It's up to you though. Just everybody needs to be making a damn plan every day is the real thing. Don't not make one. And if you, what is going on here? What's going on with Leslie Schmidt? What is the problem? Can somebody just tell me and I'll answer it? The schedule of the calls. If you go to PN, everybody who is wondering, where are the calls? Where is everything? Go to pnptribe.com, where your membership portal is. Start clicking around and just kind of take a tour of the website for yourself. The calls are underneath all of, it says get like coaching. And then we have a menu that says training calendar. Every call that I do is always scheduled on there. So you'll always be able to find it. If you're looking for the planner, you go over there where we have the resources and stuff. You'll see where to get the planner. I intermittent fast and do some alternate day fasts. I've done this for a while and plan to continue. Does the 2-2 scale change at all with intermittent fasting? I don't mind if y'all are fasting. I'm not a big fan of it for women. My issue with fasting is that, and if you want to, and it's working for you, it's fine. But I have seen more people end up with hormonal issues doing it. Sometimes women's bodies don't love it as much, especially day-long fasts. Intermittent fasting is okay. And if you're wondering, what's an intermittent fast? Basically, the only one that I truly recommend is if you want to skip breakfast, and you want, it's called like a 16-hour fast. Basically, you go to bed and then you wait until you've slept. From your last meal to your next meal, there's 16 hours. And most people just do it overnight. And so what they do is they eat usually around 5 or 6 o'clock, and then they kind of just extend the morning. I don't eat breakfast every day, but I usually have at least 12 to 14 hours between last meal on the day of and then the next day. But for the hunger scale, it usually works about the same. Some people, if you're doing alternate day fasts, what you end up doing is you go to a -4, and sometimes what they say is when you're fasting is to eat to a +4. So that would be my bet. Like, but what my main thing, Marsha, for you is play with your hunger scale. You know, don't be eating if you're not hungry. Even if you're in your window of when you can eat, don't be eating if you're not hungry. That's like number one. But what I would do is play with it. And if you're noticing doing 2-2, during that window, if you're losing too fast, then just start doing more. Like you're probably going to be hitting a 4 most of the time when you eat, that you might want to start, like, maybe you eat to a 3, maybe you eat to a 4. But I would do like 1 week where you're eating to a 2, see what happens on the scale. If you're losing more than 2 pounds a week, I would start eating to a 3 the next week. I would just kind of play with it to see where you're losing weight in that very doable, sustainable range of a half a pound to no more than 2 pounds per week for all of you. Some of you have a lot of weight to lose, and I get it. When you first start losing weight, when I first started losing weight, you'll drop quite a bit of weight in the beginning just because you're no longer overeating. And your body is probably, if you've, you know, if you start drinking water and stuff, you're going to drop a lot of inflammation weight first. Inflammation weight is your body, when it feels overfed and attacked and all this other stuff, it actually retains a lot of water because it feels threatened. So for some of you, you're going to notice in the first few weeks, you might lose faster. Some of you, not all of you. When it slows down, I don't want you freaking out that you're not losing weight fast enough anymore. It's like now we're getting into the actual fat. Fat comes off slower, y'all. So when you're trying to rush the process, if you're trying to lose faster than 2 pounds a week, then you're saying, hey, I want to lose some fat, but the majority of it's going to be like my muscle, eroding some of my bones. It's going to take fat away from my organs. Nobody sees that shit. That's the problem when you're going for scale weight above all else. Nobody walks up and goes like, girl, have your muscles lost weight? I think your liver looks so thin. Like, we're not like daydreaming of those moments. You want somebody to say like, fuck man, your thighs are getting smaller. What are you doing? If you want your thighs to actually look smaller, lose 1 to 2 pounds of fat per week. Don't lose 3 to 4 pounds of bullshit that nobody can see per week. That's why sometimes when people are losing weight really fast, and they'll say like, nobody notices. It's like, yeah, because you're losing a lot of weight that nobody gives a shit about. So half a pound to 2 pounds, that's what I would do. I Am New was wondering when is the best time to get a coach to help or an accountability partner. Anytime. I would go ahead and sign up for an accountability partner. You can do that over on the website. Are there any things you suggest for reframing thoughts? I have friends that are trying or have tried to help me by telling me some of the things that they are doing. They are trying to help you. And I think that's very nice of them. Doesn't mean you have to like hate on them for doing it. You don't even have to do any of that stuff. Guys, y'all gonna have to quit like getting all worked up because somebody wants to tell you what they're doing for weight loss. I guarantee you, when you lose a good 20, 30 pounds with me, you're probably going to want to tell people about me too. So what? Don't get worked up. When, like, I love them and honestly, I signed up for this because it ain't that shit, but I don't want to hurt their feelings. You're not going to hurt their feelings. Tell me how it hurts their feelings, Bree, when you eat your plan. They're just like, oh God, you're eating your food plan. I'm gonna go cry. No, they don't give a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck what you're eating. Everybody though loves to give advice. You know why they love to give advice? It makes them feel good. We're all selfish as shit. The reason why you want them to stop giving you advice so you can feel good. I just say like, let them give you advice. Tell them, thank you. I appreciate that you care about me. Here's what I'm doing. I'll let you know how it goes. Y'all make everything too dramatic. Life is not that dramatic. Seriously. In the new planner, it asks for 3 things you like about yourself today. I am truly struggling with this advice. Keep thinking. Don't give up on it. I think because you're struggling, that's such good news. If I was me, I would be so excited. Be like, oh my God. Like, don't beat yourself up for it. Be like, shit. Thank God I'm finally getting asked the question, because if I can't do it automatically, I have found my first level of work. This is important. I'm not putting anything in that planner you shouldn't be asking yourself every day, y'all. So this, like, I would just be like, okay. I tell you what I like. Yesterday, I put what I liked about myself. No, it was this morning. It was this morning. My brain. That was one of the things I put on there, that I have like wicked makeup skills. I'm always like, what do I like about myself? And then I put on there that I was funny. Don't make it complicated. Just find something. Be like, well, here's what I like about myself today. I'm filling out my planner. I joined OBS. I'm learning new shit. Three things right there. I asked a question in Facebook Live. Here's one thing I like about myself. I was willing to ask a question. Like, guys, when you don't make it complicated, when you just put stuff down, I think a lot of you have this idea that the three things you like about yourself, like there's a right answer, or there's like worthy answers, or really good answers, or ones that really count. No. You get to like any damn thing you want about you. This is your brain, your feelings, and your thoughts. Your thoughts are the one thing in the world you do get to control. When the world's going to shit, guess what you get to control? How you think about it. And how you think about yourself in relation to it. What should I be thinking if I have a day where I don't eat a lot one day because I'm not hungry? Thank God I'm not overeating anymore. That's what I'd be thinking. My brain thinks I should be eating more to function. So here's what I would say, like, Rachel, get up, take a walk around your house and say like, all right, brain, you were wrong. I obviously can function. We all really think that like it requires a lot of food to function, and it really doesn't. Like, I want you to think about, like, I always use the example of my grandmother. She was one of nine. Her mother used to cook for 100 farmhands two meals every single day and had to get up at 4 a.m. and start cooking. She didn't eat until all the farmhands ate. And that was usually, they worked first thing in the morning. And so that was usually around 10 or 11 o'clock. And then she started that all over again on a wood burning stove. She didn't eat much. They were poor. And somehow she did all of that and never sat around going like, not eating much. I don't know if I can function today. I'm all worried I can't function. There is none of us living in 2020 doing such backbreaking labor all the time that we need an exorbitant amount of food to get through our day. That's part of the problem. We've been taught by society. I want you to think about your food conditioning. I want you to look back on things you were told. I'm listening to a book that is fucking hilarious right now. I love it. It's called, I'll give my official recommendation later, but I think it's called Fuck Dieting. It is so funny. But this, she was talking about, we're the only nation in the world that when we see other people starving, we overeat over it. I fell out laughing when she said that. But it's true. It's like, you know, there are people starving in the world, so you should clean your plate. That's how you help them. We are told so much asinine shit when it comes to eating. Then, on top of that, you got commercials all the time talking about, like, for $5, you can get two honking pizzas this big. We're socialized and conditioned to believe we need lots and lots of food. Then you got the diet industry, who wanted to make sure that they could pump their diet products up our ass like a religion from the 80s through the early 2000s, where they wanted us to eat all the damn time. Conveniently, we have these, because we know it's going to be hard for you to eat every 3 hours. Guess what we have? Shakes and bars and snacks. They weren't saying eat every 3 hours and go to the produce aisle. They were supplying us with something to buy. And all of us are sitting around thinking we can't function if we don't eat when we're not hungry. That is what's happened. And we have to know this, because to lose weight, you got to understand all that. Because you're going to have your old conditioning thoughts want to try to reconcile to make sense of what marketing has taught you, diet industries have taught you, articles, Weight Watchers, all these programs have taught you. We're going to unwind and deprogram all of it for you. Don't worry. But for now, when you're catching thoughts that just don't seem to make sense, all I want you to think is, my brain, like in this one, Rachel, my brain keeps trying to tell me that I'm not going to be able to function. That's all I want you to say. Like, my brain keeps trying to tell me that. I get it. But I'm okay. My brain just keeps telling me. My brain keeps telling me I shouldn't waste food. My brain keeps telling me these things. Like, if all of you will adopt that right out the gate, it's going to make everything that we do when we deprogram and rewire your brain for new habits and new thinking that feel really good, and like you're always confident around food and everything, it's going to make the process so much easier. I want some apparel. Is there anywhere we can purchase t-shirts or tank tops? We are working on some stuff right now. The main reason why we don't have any t-shirts or anything is because our fulfillment people, they do it through Amazon. Like, I don't have a fulfillment center, so I always rely on other people. We have somebody in the group named Tracy Lewis, who she does stuff for us. We are getting ready to get, I think, some cups and stuff for you guys with the No BS on there. And then when Amazon gets to where they will let their people like Tracy Lewis have a store again where they can do t-shirts and things, because Amazon actually makes that stuff, we will get that back up. But we're waiting on Amazon for that. I am sitting down to do my weekly assessment and evaluating my food using the good, better, best. This is my first time using it. You explained it last week, but could you explain the real difference between better and best? Yes. So let me do it one more time. This will be going into the no BS when we rewrite. And I am probably next month going to do a really good lesson on it as part of back to basics bootcamp. But for all of you, good, better, best, the new version. Good foods are the ones that give you all the oral pleasure. Just all the oral pleasure. In fact, I know Mary Jo is on here. One of the coaches, somebody go and listen to my Facebook Live that I did. I think I did it yesterday. It was my Q&A. If somebody will go and have the part edited out where I did good, better, best there, and let's just get that clip as a quick hit put into here, and we'll do it again for next month. That was a really good explanation the way I did it. But essentially, so good is just foods that taste really good in your mouth. Better are foods that taste really good in your mouth, and they are also foods you can lose weight on. Okay? So they don't have to have nutritional value. So they can be things like a protein bar and Weight Watchers pizzas, you know, like if you're doing puddings and jellos and all that kind of, like, all, like, think about it as more like diet foods, like things that we would buy, like we would consider a diet food, like baked chips, all that kind of stuff. So it's like foods you can include. I usually put my cereals on there, that kind of thing. Best foods are, I taste really good, I also will help you lose weight, and when I'm in your body, I am giving you nutrients and energy, and this is the shit that's going to make you poop and live a long life and like all the things. So that the best foods are typically like perimeter-based foods, you know, like your meats, anything that's, if it needs to be washed off, if it's fresh, if it's in produce, it's going to be like whole grains, stuff like that. So you always have good, better, and best foods. That means all foods are good foods. There's only, the only bad foods in the world are the ones you don't like eating because they taste like shit and ass in your mouth. And that's the concept of good, better, best. How you guys use it, we're going to be teaching you how to use this concept, but I wanted to start teaching it to y'all now because I want you to drop the mentality that you can't have bread or that a bagel somehow is going to make your ass break out in fat or whatever. It's like, no. Now, if you eat some stuff and you shit your pants, stop eating it. Yeah, that's a no-go for you. But you're not overweight because you eat bread. Every single one of you that needs to lose weight, I promise you, it's going to come down to you eating foods from an emotional reason of like, I just want to. I deserve it. My day was terrible. Like all of that stuff, if you're eating three bagels because you don't want to think about what you have to do for the day, the problem is not the bagel. The problem is you and your thoughts about the day. So if you just had one bagel that was planned and then you just felt like ass about your day until you figured out how to think about it, you would lose weight. So that's why I want you guys like to understand that concept some, because what it does is it allows you to start moving away from the food is the problem. The food is what keeps me overweight. It's like, no, you're just eating food. The problem comes from, are you eating it when you're not hungry? Are you stuffing yourself because you don't want to stop and get back to your life? So I'm used to weekly planning, so should I plan only plan 24 hours in advance? If you already plan for the week, you basically have planned your 24 hours in one fell swoop, and that's fine. Sometimes when I go to my -2, I don't feel hungry, but my hand gets numb. Eating fixes it. I guess that could be a hunger signal. I have never heard that. Straight dope, Katrina. Should I always wait until my hand starts going numb? I guess if that's what you're going to decide is your hunger signal. I've never heard of anybody's hand going numb when they're hungry. That's just different. But I mean, if it's not bothering you and that's your for sure signal, then I would use that one. Or just pay attention and see if you're missing any other ones beforehand. I don't understand why your hand would go numb. You may want to check with your doctor about that. That just doesn't sound. Do we have any doctors in the house right now or anything that where like, I probably just don't know enough about physiology to like, that just doesn't sound good. If somebody could comment on that, that would be perfect. Or ask, we have a lot of doctors in the house. So maybe some of them might have some insight there. Is it important to follow your plan in a row? No. So like a lot of times, like I will plan 3 meals. And sometimes I'll eat like I very often want a savory breakfast. And so, and then sometimes in the evening, I will want cereal. So I just swap out. I don't think it's a problem. Some women seem to lose weight making more mistakes than others. Have you found, generally speaking, that overweight fit women lose slower? Or am I making excuses? You're making excuses. I don't think it matters. You could find some women lose weight and insert whatever you want in there. Is it useful to think about that for yourself? No. You know what it is? It's you thinking about how other women are losing weight versus thinking about what best works for me. It's just not a useful way to think about your weight loss. And then fit, overweight women lose slower. I don't think that that's the case. Usually what I have found is that if you're fit and you're overweight, and you're not losing weight, it's not because you're fit and overweight. It's because you're usually eating because you exercise and using it as an excuse to have a little extra, to grab ass here and there, to like eat a couple of extra, like, well, I worked out, I can have a couple of extra bites. Like, I find that there's a mindset around exercise. This is very common. This is why I don't have you guys start with exercise if you aren't already an exerciser. Weight Watchers and several programs out there have taught us like, oh, when you exercise, you earn points. And people make the connection like, oh, if I exercise, I get to eat more. And they're wanting to eat to feel good. They're wanting to eat to keep up the, like they like the experience of eating. They're not eating because they actually need fuel. And then what happens is we start using exercise as some kind of like bonus card to get food. How do you deal with a husband who has a 2-year-old temper tantrum when you're not going to eat with him because you're not hungry? I just let him have one. It sucks to be you right now. Like, and just understand, like, there's probably something going on inside his head. It's probably like a lot of just mind drama around, like, you know, some men will have a tantrum because they think that you, like, it, somewhere on the deep inside, they have an insecurity about you losing weight, and it will manifest in that way. Or they have insecurity about their weight or how they look, and it will, you are now not eating is the trigger for their insecurities about themselves. It's rarely about you. And this is across the board for all of you. You want to make it be like, oh, it's my fault, it's all about me. It's like, no, you know what it is? Every single person is selfish as fuck. On the inside, we're watching the world and we are interpreting it as it's either good for me or it's bad for me. Your husband's watching you not eat and somehow he's making it bad for him that you're not eating. And I would just understand that. But here's what I would do. I would let him have a tantrum for sure. Chris, if he did have one, I'd just be like, okay. I would just sit there knowing that it's probably about his, some insecurity he has, but that what you're going to show him is that the experience can be amazing. Like on your side, like, I'm just not eating. I'm still super interested in you. I'm so in love with you that I'll even let you out like an asshole right now until you figure out that we could just be together while you eat and it'd be okay. He's just going to need time to adjust to it. The other situation, my hair has got like one big wad hanging out. The other thing you could do is if you really just are like, okay, I love him. I don't want him to be this miserable. He's an, like, you know, outside of his 2-year-old tantrums when I don't eat, he's an amazing dude. If you want to back your meal previous to that up to where you eat less so that you are hungry when it's time to eat, you could always do it that way too. But the main thing is to not be upset that your husband is having a hard time adjusting to you doing something different. All humans have a hard time adjusting to somebody doing something different. And their thoughts are not always rational. Most of us, when we feel threatened or we are upset, rational thought goes right out the window. That's why so many of us are overweight. We have felt stressed or overwhelmed or upset with someone or heard somebody say something and make it mean something about us. And we're so irrational that we're like, oh my God, somebody get me a snack. That's how I solve this. I mean, just think about like your children. I've used this example before. If your kids come home and they're like, I've had a terrible day. Like I made an F on my report card and, you know, my teacher, you know, got on to me and so-and-so said my jeans didn't look right. You would be like, oh my God, let me pour you a glass of wine. That's going to solve it. Do you feel better? Like none of us do that with our kids. Like we don't pour them a glass of wine or we don't say like, I know it'll make all this better. Let's just go eat in the pantry and stand there. We do this stuff all the time, guys. If we make swaps in our plan that we think are equal or better, would we say we followed or didn't follow our plan? Wondering how I mark my habit tracker. It's up to you. The way I do it is I like to mark that I didn't follow my plan and I remind myself like, ooh, good job. You make equal swaps. But what I like is I like to always just be in the habit of knowing whether or not I'm following the plan or not. If you don't like that, if you're not going to have a lush conversation about it with yourself, like to me, it doesn't matter what my percentage is at the end of the month. What matters to me is the percentage makes me go look at what I was doing all month long. Just like when you weigh in, doesn't matter what you weigh in this week. It matters. Like once you weigh in, did you go look at all the things that you did to equal that, to decide what worked, what didn't, what you're keeping, what you're not keeping, and that kind of stuff. I do the same thing. I'm glad y'all can't see downtown because my panties sure are hanging out. This dress is a little shorter than I thought it was going to be. I like to just track that it's off plan so that I can reinforce and show myself like, oh, look, there were 10 times this month where you swapped equally. You're doing a really good job in your maintenance of swapping equally. It's all about like the conversation that you're going to be having. Last question. What if we absolutely don't know what your plans are? How do you plan? Two to two. Often on weekends, I know I'll eat, but where I will be or what I'm going to be doing, I don't know. I'm usually home in the morning, but then it's a good guess for later. Two to two goes everywhere. Your brain and your belly go everywhere with you. There's a lot more, like, I want you to put your brain to work on how much more control you actually have. Like, I'm thinking, like, read my post that I did yesterday. There, you will not miss it. There's a big angry ovary that jumps out at you in the GIF. I don't know what we're making next week at all. I don't know when we'll be eating at all. I've told everybody, I'm not deciding. Everybody else, make all the decisions. My brain and my belly will show up for every single meal. And I also know a few other things. If there's dessert and wine and food, I'm probably going to choose the wine. I won't have dessert. I already know that I can do that. I also know that if there's vegetables and stuff, I'll load my plate up on vegetables and have a little bit of other things. Like there's so many things you actually can plan ahead for, but when you think it's just, I've got to know exactly what we're doing or it's all out the window, your brain has no creativity bones in it. So put your brain to work on, like, all right, what all could I know? Rather than, like, I want you all to think about this. What if you absolutely don't know your plans? It's the question, it's the way you phrased it. It gave your brain zero opportunity to think about what it could do. It only, now it's like your brain's like, yeah, we don't know what we're doing. So now we're just going to have to guess. What I always say is, like, going into my weekend, I know there's a lot of things I can decide ahead of time. What's that? What's the max amount of stuff I can decide ahead of time? My brain suddenly starts, like, coming up with all kinds of things that it can solve because I never told it that it don't know. I don't know is a killer in weight loss. Like, when people tell me, like, I fell off the wagon, I just don't know what to do. And I'm like, yeah, you do. Tell yourself, I know what to do. I probably shouldn't eat until I'm hungry. It's not fucking complicated. I got four rules. Sleep, water, make a plan, 2 to 2. Everybody knows what to do. Telling yourself you don't know what to do or where to start is some asinine shit. That's a sign of, I'm so afraid to start and I'm not going to be able to do it. It's like, okay, then be afraid, but quit telling yourself that you don't know what to do. Start. The worst that will happen is you have a shitty conversation with yourself if you don't do it right. So then have your shitty conversation and keep going until you decide that you're done with the shitty conversation part. Because if you're going to keep going, you might as well talk differently to yourself. What I did kind of worked for me. All right, guys, it's been an hour. I'm gonna get out of here. Y'all have an amazing one. I will see you at noon tomorrow. Please, if bring your planner or at least print the goal and the ideal day sheet. I'm gonna walk people through it. We're gonna have a rousing hour with Corinne tomorrow as we get you all kicked off and all the things. So y'all have a good one. I'll talk to you soon. And welcome, newbies. Bye, y'all.